variation for you. All right, now here's our game plan. We are not going to listen to any more of this movement until we're ready to hear the whole movement. So I would read us through quickly what happens next after variation 4. Variation 5, fantastic virtuosic variation featuring intense chromatic elaboration of the new theme. Note the strange and threatening chromatic accents which conclude each phrase. Accents, excuse me. Variation 6 of the new theme, extended variation. An increasingly turgid and gruesome mood, we hear these long, arcing, twisting chromatic rises and falls in the piano. The music's getting darker and darker again, folks. We're headed back towards the bad side. And that delivers us to cadenza 3. Clattering, skeletal diminished chords set an ominous mood. Part 2, the dies irae is heard deep in the piano's bowels in its lowest register. Huge, rippling glissandi. Part 3, very fast, presto, fast demonic intervals, leads to a furious march, a jagged ascent, the finale, dies irae, variation 10. We come back to phrase C, then phrase A, rousing, terrifying final version of the dies irae in the brass, underneath ringing wind trills and string tremolos. B, one last furious death march is followed by a cataclysmic descent to the depths of the planet. Oh, it's so wonderful. Let's listen to the piece now in its entirety from the beginning. And I want us to follow the fact that we have tremendous variety, yet everything is unified by this careful use of the theme. Liszt does not get locked into the variation form so this piece becomes dogmatic or pedantic. By the same token, he never goes that far away from variations form, so we can follow what's going on. I think it's a really brilliant piece, and I think for someone with as little compositional experience as Liszt, especially dealing with the orchestra, no matter what he rewrote in those years of 1853 to 59, it is still a tour de force, especially for the pianist who gets to play this marvelous part. They just better have the chops with which to do it. So, from the top. Part 4. Variation 1. variation 2.